Education meeting to order and for November 6th. And Fred, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have approval of the minutes for October 2nd, please?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Darlene, good morning.
My usual request. I have a new preschool contract. I'm looking for your approval for an occupational therapist, Grace Marie Cardamone, and she lives in Hornell, and it would be the same rates as all the other ones, 70 for a per session or 35 for a group.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And I'm sorry if I could raise very similar. We just didn't get it in on time on the agenda. Canisteo Greenwood District would like to contract with us to provide related and evaluation services, just like some other school districts do as well. So motion. If I could get your approval on that.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much. Morning.
Good morning, Lynn.
I'm seeking your approval to allocate opioid funds for a media campaign through Trellis. There was a link that should have been sent out to you about the media campaign. So they had done a presentation to Jack and Darlene and myself a couple of times about what they could do. So the ways in which it's different is it would be targeted like on social media and TV, like streaming devices. Like, so if someone, two Steuben County residents, so if someone in Steuben County does Hulu where they're paying for with ads, like there would be a non-skippable, one of the ads that comes up you have to watch would be this CSI and Save a Life campaign through Trellis. And they would put out things on social media. And they could do other things as well. It's up to us. We can design what we want. Like there's a possibility for billboards and other like cards and things they could do, but that would all be up to us how we want it spent. Money-wise, for a county our size, the 50,000 to 150,000 people, it's $90,000. And there's an outline of kind of the proposed budget. But again, we can amend that the way we want it. If we want more targeted towards TV or media and none towards billboards, since we already tend to have billboards, we can do that. And it would be, if we have the money left in the some of the abatement funds and the AG funds. So it would be spent out of allotments that we've had previously for through 2024, not 2025 allotments. We still have the money to fund it.
So in addition, and thanks, Lynn, good job. And to Darlene as well, we've been having discussions with Trellis, NYSAC, and a number of other counties around us. We explored a regional model, but there were some counties that wanted in around us, some counties that didn't. So it seems like the best way to do this is direct contract with Trellis. If you're comfortable recommending that as part of your motion, you waive the RFP requirement or RFP process. And that is because Trellis has a lot of this already developed. If we put an RFP out, someone would have to start soup to nuts, hasn't done this before, because this is more of a standardized, and a lot of it's prepackaged, but like Lynn said, it'll be customized to us. But just to be safe, we'd recommend waiving the RFP process as well.
So I saw their presentation at the NYSAC conference in September, and I did speak to them afterwards. And I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of targeting that we've not done here previously. Exactly. I agree.
I'm moving.
Kelly, question.
How long would this program be for? You said we're paying $90,000, and how much time of advertising do we get?
a year, I believe.
It would be a year term. It would be a combination. It looks like the digital part of it, where they place digital ads, is a lion's share, because a lot of people consume, obviously, through social media, through digital means, that they would advertise in that way. They would also advertise in local markets, billboards, those sort of things as well. But it would be a year term. The number of impressions, I don't have that in front of me, but that they also talked about that.
It seems like a really excessive amount of money. And I question, will we truly target the people that need to see it? And so that is my concern.
Yeah. And we talked about that. It was more expensive than, you know, when we did the presentation, I thought it'd be $60,000-$70,000, something like that. So it is not cheap. That is certainly the case. They said that they've worked with others, Orleans County, especially on the digital piece, to be able, because you can get very detailed in the demographics of who you want to target. So that's certainly, we want to be intentional. We want to target a lot of this towards youth, but also parents of youth, you know, to see the signs. If you looked at some of the material, a lot of that is for the parent to see, or the coach or the teacher, or sure, something like that. So especially on the digital side, you can't be as granular on the traditional media, you know, like the WETMs of the world and those sort of things. But on the digital social media side, we talked about getting very as granular as we can to target youth and parents and other folks in those demographics that support youth.
Sure. So it's almost like it's like an education,
yes,
component. And have we explored any other methods for educating the public on the risks of this, rather than through generalized advertisement? Sorry, I'm exceeding my allowable questions.
This is essentially, I view it as the next kind of arrow in the quiver of exactly that, of mm-hmm. educating. There is some very broad based, like see the signs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have some example of coaches noticing what's happening with an athlete, the athlete's disengaging, or, you know, drowsy, or, you know, those sort of things. So I see it as kind of a tag on to some of the general education that the Prevention Coalition and Opioid Committee and others are doing. So I think this is building on to that piece.
So in addition to what Jack said, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That you or me? Well, I got it now. Connie can do a lot through the Opioid Committee, but she's only one person. Don't have a lot of money to do the kinds of stuff that we're just talking about. And I'm assuming that we'll work together. We just had a youth action forum on Monday, and we had about 50 or 60 kids in the district come and talk about just this. And it's scraping up money from our grants to get to this.
I'd rather spend it on that than I would spend it on an advertising campaign.
But it's all about education, because that's what opioid settlement money is for, is education and prevention. And that's kind of,
we've done billboards, pizza boxes, coasters. We have prevention providers in all the schools, meeting with the parents, meeting with the kids. So I do think the media, the social media campaign and the streaming campaign through the TV service, it's not something we've done. It'll be tailored to Steuben County. It'll be tailored to Steuben County residents. I mean, young people are on TikTok. They're on the streaming services. They're watching Hulu. They're watching Netflix. And I think it's just something we have not tried before. We've done a lot of other things. So this is taking it up a notch.
Scott?
So the one example on this presentation that we got is a billboard sign that says, "Fentanyl kills, never use it alone." Why would you even say to use it versus never use it alone? You shouldn't use it with friends either.
Right. Because the harm reduction is the language now that they use in substance abuse treatment. So it's all about harm reduction. I mean, obviously abstinence is what everyone would like, but it's about harm reduction. They're trying to be more realistic about when people are going to actually stop and not stop. So
if we spend $90,000 for a year What are the metrics of success that we look for? Is there any way to measure, is this having an impact before we get asked in a year from now to spend another 90 or 100,000?
They will be tracking the statistics of how many people are seeing the streaming and how many people are in the social media. That's part of the money that we're getting, is that they'd be giving us tables and statistics of the people it's reaching.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, some of the feedback that they told us from Orleans County that Jack mentioned is that their metrics, they had seen trending in a better direction, and they are attributing it to this campaign. But the one point I just wanted to highlight is one of the benefits of this. I mean, I agree, 90,000 is a lot of money, but one of the benefits is it's not, you know, what it is on day one is not necessarily what it is on day 60, 100, 300 days later. Throughout the course of the year, if we, you know, as a group, are noticing that the trending demographic is changing. I mean, you know, let's just say it, you know, it goes from males in their 20s to now all of a sudden we're seeing an older group. Trellis will have like this library of PSAs that we can choose from that targets the group throughout the year. So if that demographic changes, we have the benefit and the option of changing the educational message around it at any point in time. So to me, I think that's a huge perk, that what it is on day one doesn't necessarily have to be that same message and the same approach throughout the year. We'll have the liberty to change that.
So
I have to say, I don't think we can get enough information out there. I think education, and I really like the targeting of the groups, whether it's coaches, students, teachers, administrators, whoever, that even makes a difference. And I believe, Darlene, you send the stat sheets out every month on, you know, and I read those and I look at the numbers and the overdoses and, you know, the fatalities that we have. And as far as I'm concerned, you got to get the word out there as much as possible. And if we're going to spend $90,000 to try to save lives, to me, it's worth it. Well worth it. So
we don't have any control over the content of the advertising, right?
We do. It's not, we have editing control. So to Scott's point,
I don't really care for that language either, to be honest with you. That's like saying, don't use heroin, but we got these injection sites ready for you. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me either.
Yeah, I mean, we could choose to just have it say fentanyl kills, text whatever for help. So we do have the ability, we have editorial ability. When it comes to the videos, some are going to be customized, some are already kind of stock in their library, so we can't really change that. But that's more education. That's more scenarios. It's kind of, there's actors in it, those sort of things. Mm-hmm. But on like the billboard example, we certainly have editorial ability.
Yeah. I'd like to take a closer look at stuff like that. Yeah. But otherwise, I think it's a decent program to get the word out. Anything to try to move towards more positive numbers.
Any other questions?
Did you have a second?
Do we have a motion?
Joe made a motion.
I moved it.
We need second. A second. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, Kathy.
Okay, so this morning I have requests to renew our contract with Quincy for 41 Bridge Street. No changes in the cost. It's $50 for the first bed and $25 for the second bed. And what we're going to do is renew it through the end of next year, so we're not partial years. So go through December of 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Just wanted to bring to your attention, we sent out invites for Adoption Day, which is November 15th. I'm so sorry there's a NYSAC meeting that day. I can't take responsibility for the choice of the state, so I apologize. But we've had a lot of agencies across the county that have supported this event and supported it with food and lots of supplies. So it's been a great donation effort this year. We are only having one donation or one adoption. We had scheduled two, and the attorneys didn't get the paperwork finalized for the second adoption, but year to date we'll have 9. So, and then finally, I just want to let you know, we got a letter from the Hornby Historical Society and Museum complimenting our mobile work program on all the painting and restoration for the projects that they've done there. So thank you, Eric, for the partnership. And they've identified Brian and Josh as the leaders, and they're just very happy. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
It's a feel good day. That's all I got. Thanks.
One question, since you're new at this job, is what is the probationary period for you?
I'm not sure there's a probationary period. I think it's a term.
30 days.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your support very much.
Thanks, Kathy. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning. How are you? I have a few things this morning. The first is to request RSB to contract with Unique Background Solutions. This will allow us to provide background checks on our Senior Companions Program volunteers.
I'll make a motion for that.
A second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thanks. My second thing that didn't make it onto the agenda would be to accept a $20,157, I know that's a really random amount, subsidy from New York State Office for the Aging to support transportation for older adults. And I want to use that subsidy to increase our current transportation contract with the Institute of Human Services.
Motion.
I'll make a motion for that as well. Or second thing, sorry. I was thinking something else. Same thing. You know, I was going to bring this up before, and it probably isn't the best time to do this, but is there, does the Hornell hat, or not, yeah, the
hat?
Yeah, the hat. Do we provide funds for them as well? I mean, we talked about this once before, I think.
So the funds that we provide are, we do some administration. Hat is a little bit different and we've had some calls. Chris and I have had discussions with the city of Hornell, city of Corning, looking at the long-term management of our, because they're actually separate transportation systems. Hornell runs its own, does its own reporting. Corning runs its own, does its own reporting, and we have the countywide and do our own reporting. So it's all essentially passed through federal funds that go to the state DOT that then come to each of us. We have some coordination. It's Marie in planning is designated those tasks, but we are exploring countywide options, not the county taking it over because we don't have the staff to manage all of them on behalf. But we've been exploring different options with Southern Tier Central and trying to look at what other areas are doing. So I think you'll see more conversations in that. But they work together so that HAT coordinates through Marie with First Transit. So we're not duplicating routes and those sort of things, but they technically are separate systems. So the city of Hornell would voucher and report separately from us.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, where are we? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, and my last thing, you guys approved a budget transfer for a lump sum at an earlier meeting, but I'm bringing now just the breakdown so it's on the record and in the minutes. So I'm requesting to transfer from our C2 to ProAction for the amount of $29,420. I have 6 of these. You want me to just read all 6? Or do you want to take them one at a time?
Oh yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
The second one is from our Unmet Needs Fund of ProAction for $6,457. The third one is carryover money to ProAction for $17,331. The fourth one is from our Unmet Needs money for $4,792, also to ProAction. The fifth one is from our WIN funding for $19,903 to ProAction. And then finally, our Unmet WIN money to ProAction for $31,097.
I'll make a motion that we vote on all these at the same time.
I'll second.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
I think,
second.
Well, do we have to make a motion and vote on them all at the same time? For
if your motion could just include them all.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabe. Jack, do you have anything?
No.
I make a motion to
adjourn.
Second.
And
all in favor?
Hand signal.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Aisha, sir.